When you looked at the indigenous peoples and you learn more about them and you work with them, you realize that the backbone of the society, really the people that keep the communities together, are the women. This is not only in indigenous communities, it's all over the world, and you see that in many other groups. But in indigenous peoples, it's particularly important. Why is that? Well, for a number of reasons. They are the custodians of biodiversity. They are the holders of the indigenous food systems. They connect the spirituality with culture. They connect the management of the natural resources with the seeds. As a UN organization committed to eradicate hunger, we've realized that indigenous women, even though they have so much importance, they do suffer a triple discrimination. First, on poverty, many of them are poor. The second one is gender discrimination, like many of the women from all over the world. But the last one is based on ethnicity.
So what's FAO doing to boost this empowerment?
In 2014, we partnered with FIMI. FIMI is the International Federation of Indigenous Women. And they had a methodology to undertake some leadership schools at global level. So we brought this at the grassroots level and at the national level. So we start working, we start going to the communities and identify the leaders of tomorrow. Those women that within their communities, they have the potential of becoming tomorrow's leaders. We run them through a leadership course where that touches upon rights, women rights, indigenous people's rights. And more important, we introduce all the aspects of food security, free prior informed consent, indigenous seeds. Now, the course has had overwhelming success. And we are very glad to see more than 100 women that we have trained in more than 7 different countries at the grassroots level, that today they come here to New York.
Now, indigenous women often live in rural communities. So when it comes to food issues, are their challenges pretty much the same as women in rural areas everywhere?
No, they are not. And when you talk to indigenous peoples, whether men or women, the first thing they tell you is, please don't mix up rural people with indigenous people. We have very different realities. And I'll give you an example. In some cases, they might coincide, but most of the time, they don't. When you talk to a farmer, very often what a farmer wants is to have a plot of land, put a fence on it, and cultivate. When you talk to an indigenous peoples, what they want is to continue maintaining their traditional and ancestral access to the forest and continue feeding themselves and the families through this combination of indigenous food systems that relies on harvesting, hunting, gathering, nomadic movements in search of the natural resources, and as well as planting. But it's a complete different conception on how food is produced, and therefore when you talk about women, about their indigenous food systems, it has some commonalities with rural families, but it has many divergences. And it is important to acknowledge this. Otherwise, we make simplistic solutions and simplistic policies. And if you look at the policies and the social protection that is benefiting rural communities, normally they are not suitable at all for indigenous peoples.
For a lot of indigenous people, the big challenge for them is obviously being properly heard in the capitals of the nations, of the member states in which they live. I mean, when it comes to food issues, how can FAO help these governments understand the value of the unique culture and capital that indigenous people can bring to countries?
I think there is a tremendous contradiction in the way we see indigenous peoples. Once I was working in a country in Latin America, and an indigenous leader says, the governments do not listen to the immense silence of our lack of words. So very often, the tremendous silence that is left in not conveying a message is a very strong message. Now, we live in the world of social media. In some cases, they've been placed in a situation of such a lack of recognition that the only thing they have left is their silence and their dignity. Now, on the one hand, we don't want to recognize the self-determination of indigenous people, so normally they are integrated within other countries, but at the same time, they are treated by these same countries as second-class citizens. No? Unfortunately, many governments do not recognize the indigenous populations in their countries, and invisibility is a huge issue. If you don't have an ID card, if you don't count in the statistics, now in the whole process of the Sustainable Development Goals, if you are not in any indicator, if you do not exist in the country where you are living, how do you want to be heard and how do you want to have targeted policies that will end up with your food insecurity situation? It's very unlikely. So a lot starts with making visible these people and listening to their big silence, no? Like this leader was saying.